Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Beneath you, you see a shining city, tacky and gaudy, yet one that seems to thrum with wealth. With the desert far behind you, you can see that this is an epicenter of industry and what passes for culture in these forgotten, ugly, distant lands that you find yourselves in. What was once the city of Brisbane has become the city of Bris Vegas, a single casino that has sprawled across the land to encompass this bloated compound town. Is that a compound town? Compound. This bloated compound.
Contown.
Contown. You're not helping. As your newfound guard friend helps you down an inward staircase and then escapes, presumably to the end of her shift and a delightful binge watching of the adventures of that precocious nanny Fine, you make your way through streets that proclaim in every avenue that fortunes are here to be made. Money is here to be found. Prostitutes, quite reasonable, here to be obtained.
And in the distance you hear the familiar cry of peace for sale. Jars of peace for sale.
As you find yourselves in the streets of Bris Vegas, ahead of you, one huge monolith with neon cracking facade stands with an impeccably tailored doorman, allowing this motley procession of nouveau riche scum into its doors. I'm getting very judgmental.
You are getting you are getting a bit uppity, but I think we'll allow it.
And you, as you ponder your next move.
So wait, there's a guy at a velvet rope. Is that where we?
There
we
is
are?
A guy at a velvet rope. He seems to be scanning something that people are flashing, which in front of him, which is flashing green, and then allowing them through.
Does it look like a oh sorry, sorry. Does it oh, no. But does it look like a classy casino a la Crown, or more like a trashy casino?
I think I've made it perfectly clear what my opinion of this casino is.
This is Star City circa 2001.
This is Star City circa 2075, when most men eat other men's faces.
Oh.
Okay.
I think it's literally Jupiter's casino.
I walk up to the man.
You can see also, of course, cresting up from what seems to be this sort of a penthouse revolving restaurant-style lounge that you can see far above you, the spire that is the base of the needle. Mm. You walk up to the guy?
Walk up to the guy, and I just look up at him and I beckon him to lean.
He leans down with a sneer that seems, if anything, genetically encoded.
I lift the skull off my head.
Forgot you were wearing that.
And I say, excuse me, my good man. It's me, Raoul Chamberlain. I'm here on a surprise visit to the casino.
It's a good question. Is your snob a culture snob? I think go ahead and make a bluff check. You are the spitting image of Chamberlain. So DC, just 10.
16.
He recognises that most impressive...
Monsieur Chamberlain, as I live and breathe. Yes, of course. I must say, and I don't want to make a big deal of this, but I must say, I thought your last collection was positively wonderful. One before that, somewhat derivative. But that's just my tastes, of course.
Well, we all know what... the tastes of the proletariat.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good. Your wit is as clean and sharp as your line. Wow. That's a real oof.
Listen to me. I have a brand new line that I can get you in on the ground floor. As you can see, I have drawn my inspiration from the ghoulish folk outside the walls.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Then I gift you this hat. And I hand him the skull.
And he's like a human, so
he's a human, and he's wearing like a Naff Dorman suit, but it's got a bit of Mad Max flair, so a skull would not be out of place.
Well, and he puts it on his head, and it doesn't quite fit, but he's like, if I stay very, very still. Oh, Mike. Yes, well, of course. Now, look, oh, gosh. After this kindness that you've done me, I actually... It's so bloody awkward, but this door here...
You were French and now you're British.
I was never French. He was French.
Barely. No, he was British.
After this kindness you've done me, it's barely awkward. This door won't open without a cred stick. So, of course, somebody of your funds just flash the stick, move on through, and enjoy the facilities.
I believe I can help with that.
Yes, that's right. You have the only cred stick.
Frieza has the only cred stick, which... because did Frieza end up liquidating his shares in the...
You did. You bought all your shares. You now have...
I now have police shares, don't
I? You have 16,000 credits worth
of police
of shares in RA's microtechnology.
Yes.
Which you could sell now to turn into currency if you wanted
to. Yes, I will sell that for 16,000 credits worth and I will enter the casino.
So you scan the cred stick and you see a blip and it flashes green and the cred stick goes down to 14,000 credits.
And do we all
and
like...
And you, only you, Hing, are allowed through.
We can't but all rush in like youths at the train station?
So
like you, jump the gates?
You can pass the stick back if you want to get everyone else through.
And when what does it go down to?
It costs 2,000 credits to enter the casino.
All right.
But no, that's just chip money though. We can win that back, right?
You do get that in chips, but it is a not. You can't turn the chips back into money.
It's in many ways like the sausage roll.
It's a more
it's
fancy.
Same, it's the same system.
So it's gonna take all my money to get these motherfuckers in.
No, it'll cost you 2,000, 4,000, 6. You'll get in for free, 10, 12. So you'll still have...
All right, everyone but Dobson can come in.
you're going to leave.
Please, sir. I just want to gamble.
No, Dobson. No, you know what? Frieza would like to see an addict relapse, I think.
So as I said, you'll still...
Everyone gets 2,000 credits, but Dobson, you get 1,000. And you've got to win the rest to get in.
Well, how does that work? Because he...
I know. So I'm going to leave Dobson with 1,000 credits.
You can take his chips back from him afterwards.
No. I'm going to leave Dobson with 1,000 credits, so he's half the way there. Because I know he wants to get in.
Outside of the casino?
Outside of the casino.
With 1,000 credits.
Yeah.
So if I may...
You know what? Fuck it. I'll give you 1,999 credits, Dobson. And you need to get one credit to get in.
Oh, look, I'll bet you a credit I can stand on my head.
Take the bet.
Absolutely, I will do that.
Okay.
What's the athletics check?
It's 5. Know. Athletics check, DC 5.
You know, a handstand, surely that's 10.
Fuck, shit, idiot, I do yoga.
Beep, 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 beep. 4,000 credits are left on your cred stick. Now slightly worse the wear and a concierge, snootier even than the first. Hands each of you a small pile of red discs. And welcome, friends, to the Haystack Casino. He's mostly teeth. Radiation is a hell of a drug. You find yourselves in a beautifully appointed lobby. Now, of course, with the impressive wealth that Frieza has given you, you have these chips. You can now cash in half of them to have a room on the 20th floor, or you can take them straight to the gambling halls. Of course, the object that you need to reach is what is called the Skyway Lounge, which is the, as I said, kind of executive revolving restaurant just at the base of the needle but top of the casino. This is where Planetary Customs will let you up the needle to Freeside, where you already have tickets waiting and names registered courtesy of the Zog Bank. But to get there, you'll actually need to get to the Skyway Lounge.
What games are available at this casino?
Well, heaps of them. All your favourites.
Name like three games. Are they all like normal games that we would play at a regular casino?
Are you asking the snooty man?
My good sir, what games are available at this here establishment?
Well, depending on what your taste is, you'll find me having Moonland.
What?
Moonland.
Roulette?
Moonland.
Roulette.
Moonland.
Poker?
Yeah, thank you.
Roulette, poker, and...
Space blackjack.
Space blackjack?
That is correct. Roulette, poker, and space blackjack.
Freeza makes his way to a space blackjack table. Now, all Dave, right. Explain to me how this game works in the world of... 2075.
Okay, so it looks like a baffling game. It seems that there are cards being sort of traded, chips are going back and forth, and small hologramic spaceships are flying through, sometimes being exploded as cards come down.
If only we had a rogue who knew how to steal cards from a dealer.
Once again, your inner monologue attracts the attention of a croupier.
Two croupiers who are different but sound very similar to the militia people on the thing. On the floor are like, yes, sir!
What do we have here?
Somebody screaming aloud? Somebody breaking the fourth wall? to air their nefarious schemes? No, it doesn't sound good to me at all. No.
Excuse me, gentlemen. This is a small piece of performance art. It's something I'm branching out into after my dalliance with Glitter Gleam. Please don't pay him any mind.
Now, quickly, while we will come back
Bobby,
to this...
Bobby, steal the money!
I'm going to stop you for 1 second. Bobby and Friezo, you're at the Space Blackjack tables. So while this is happening, McGryan, Filge, and Dobson,
Baston,
what are the four of you doing? You guys don't need to. You can go anywhere in the casino.
I say to McGryan, scan room and find richest person here.
Scanning. Verb. and then McGryan points to...
She points to a figure that you would not have noticed until she pointed out to you, because he is, in anything, underdressed, not wearing any shoes, in a wrinkled shirt that is badly tucked in, with like a threadbare briefcase, who is standing in the corner of the room next to some kind of hyper poker machine.
A real Bill Gates.
Is that his name? A real Bill Gates?
Ariel Bill Gates.
I sidle up to Ariel Bill Gates.
That's not his name.
And I say, g'day, Cobber. You know where a high rolling gal can get kicks?
Yeah, like a casino where you are.
Is that Michael Caine?
It's not Michael Caine. Yeah, like I don't understand the question. If you want, like, you're in a casino, love.
I wink at him and then I like show him all my chips, but pretend it's an accident. I'm like, oh, whoops.
She shows you the amount of chips that anyone entering the casino has.
Is that 2,000 credits?
Maybe it is.
Right.
He shows you in his hand 6 purple chips.
Do you know what these are? They're purple. Do you know how high up the chain you have to get when you're naming what chips are worth before you get to purple?
I put them all in my mouth.
All my chips, all my purple chips.
Yeah, I just scooped them out and go, oh!
Make a dexterity check.
yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
This unflappable man, this incredibly unflappable man, seems flapped.
And I'm just holding them in my mouth. I'm not swallowing them.
You haven't swallowed them? Have you swallowed them?
I just wink and then I like put my finger under his chin. It's a sexy thing to do, isn't it?
What? Just give him a little tickle.
Is this how Filch flirts?
Is this how Alex Lee flirts?
Yes.
What are you doing?
And I just give him a pat and then I say...
Well, how do you? Say it like you have 6 poker chips.
Put some dice in your mouth and try. They're disgusting.
You should kiss him and like a gum swap, but...
I don't give him those chips. And then I just wink and I say, boom, the high roller cloud.
You say meet me in that what?
Meet me in the high roller cloud.
Okay, now we're stopping this moment of intimate seduction. meanwhile, Baston and so that's McRyan and Phil.
6 purple chips.
You have 6. You don't know how much they're worth. You have 6 purple chips.
Dobson Bugnut says to Bethel, now look, the thing is, you, if you put it all on red, you can't lose. You absolutely cannot lose.
What does Baston say?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, there's a roulette table there. You're putting 2,000 chips on red. All right, so
no, 4,000.
It should be.
All right, there's a 1. Okay, so 1 will lose, 2 to 9. So you need to roll 2 to 9 to win.
On this?
On a 20-sided dice, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
This is just actual dice gambling now.
Dobson and Baston both now have 4,000, is that right?
Yeah, they both put it on red, so they've now got 4,000.
Everybody get out of my way! Daddy's on a hot streak! Oh, God.
Oh. I am so sorry, sir.
Oh, God.
The dizzying heights, the crashing lows!
This is Frieza, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is Frieza, like, round the corner, just screaming at Dobson.
Okay, all right.
That's the most exhilarating thing I've experienced in years.
Can we just do gambling from now on? Can this be all we do?
Well, there is a... I mean, you have 6 purple chips in your mouth, so...
And you said meet me in the... Okay, I take your... Who am I to deny the allure of a mysterious woman with 6 purple chips in her mouth, formerly belonging to me? I will accept your invitation to the High Rollers Lounge immediately. And he walks up a flight of...
So he's left.
No, I'm following him, though, because I need to know how to get there.
You're following him? Okay, so...
Yeah.
All right, so you walk...
I did a good trick.
Okay, so you're going to walk up the stairs. All right, so you're...
You know the High Rollers around the Sky Lounge in different places?
What?
It's fine. You're doing great. McRyan.
Well, off I go.
McRyan, are you following her?
Yeah, I go with her.
Okay. All right. So the two of you follow the man up the stairs and out. Meanwhile, I mean, Gloria's splitting the party fashion. We're going to keep up with this. So what's going on, Bobby and Frieza?
There were guards talking to me about a nefarious plot. Was that what's going on?
Yeah, it's sort of saying it out loud. It's not encouraged.
No. I was repeating what I'd heard.
From where?
You see, there's sneaky people all over here trying to steal money from your good casino. Whereas I am actually a private eye hired by the casino to help you.
Make.
Well, you've literally described our job, so.
So I want you to make a
I believe you're creepy.
DC 17 bluff check.
Oh, come on.
12 plus 4 charisma is 16. So you almost get away with it.
Oh, we'll have to wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You weren't at the induction. I remember the induction was very good and informative. Quite amusing, actually.
There was the little worm.
It was a little cartoon worm, and he was doing everything that you shouldn't do. And then there was a bird.
Yeah, I know. Don't do the worm. I know that.
Unfortunately, it seems your bluff didn't work. Now, because the casino is all about making money and people try to cheat all the time, so they have ways of dealing with this, but you're going to get fined. So he takes out a little electronic wand and he scans it over your chips and they shimmer and then all the red chips turn green and you realise that they've all lost value.
How much value of my chips do I have now?
It
was 2,000. Oh, no, I had 4,000 before. Yeah. No, I had 2,000 chips, but 4,000 credits.
Yeah, 2,000 chips, and now they're worth 1,000. So what did we learn?
I've been robbed 1,000 chips.
Oh, well, let's just call the police. Hello, it's us.
Raul, Bobby, are you doing anything?
No, I'm just watching.
So you still had 2,000, though?
Yeah. At this point, Dobson and Baston walk over.
Bobby, I don't know what, I've discovered this wonderful thing called gambling. I see that you're there and you're not really using those chips. I was wondering if I could just borrow them for a minute from you to use them. I'll definitely win them back.
Oh, he's gonna win them back, you know, you can't, honestly, look, just give them to us, we'll double your money, mate, we'll bloody double your money.
One chip.
Oh, one chip. All right, let's put it on red.
One chip is, of course, 100 credits.
All right, here we might go.
100 credits.
Out of Daddy's way. Oh, that's all.
And what did you guys learn?
That I need another chip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So have they wandered over to us?
Yeah.
They've
wandered over and they're spending your money.
I strike up a conversation with the croupiers again, and I.
We're not like you.
Dave said they were croupiers before.
And look, our uniforms are very similar, and it's been a problem.
Officer, do you know how much it costs to get into the high roll the sky lounge?
The sky lounge. Oh well,
the Skyway lounge.
The Skyway lounge.
The Sky lounge.
The lounge to the needle.
Yes.
I could bloody tell you if some write it on the page for me. It costs 24,000 credits.
Literally, usually when Dave gives us a problem in this game, my computer-like brain will filter out all the different ways we could get around and solve the solution. And there's hundreds of them or thousands of them.
Your computer brain tries to solve the solution.
Literally, the only path to success for us right now that I can fathom is gambling. That is literally it. I can't think of a single other way. We just need to gamble.
Well, Phil just ate chips out of someone's hand. So maybe that's a strategy we could adopt.
Guys,
talking of which, meanwhile, upstairs, den of luxury and cheap velour that is the High Rollers Lounge. You see several men and a couple of women and even the odd elf or two lounging around in tuxedos. Everybody actually here looks quite classy. There is a cocktail bar in the side discreetly pouring out drinks in fabulous-looking tumblers. As Filge, mouth crammed, you make your way up and somebody hands you a martini.
I drink it through my chips.
You're very... Once again, all right. Filge, you're already very drunk. So I'm going to get you to make a DC 14 dexterity check.
What, for drinking?
No, for not drinking too much.
Boo.
The martini is delicious, and you swallow it with relish. And
how are you going to eat that
something
olive?
Feels very strange in your mouth when you're finished, and it's only then that you realize that you have swallowed the chips. And at that moment, you see your paramour.
Now, my enchantress, my darling, enormous lady.
I grab him by the collar and I say, punch me in the stomach! Punch me!
Well, when in haystack, and he punches her in the stomach.
Do I bath? Do I yaff, Dave?
You're very drunk, so make a...
Constitution check.
Constitution saving throw, DC 15.
But I want to fail my constitution.
Yeah, so she has advantage.
Yaff check.
Yaff check.
Disadvantage to passing it because you're drunk.
So what am I trying to get?
Well, it depends what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to
You're trying to,
you're trying to fail
chips.
This check. You need to not roll 13.
Yay!
We take the 3 because you have disadvantage, so you yaff all over the man and purple chips and mid-strength beer and just a little bit of martini and a single olive go everywhere.
I gesture to McGryan to come and quickly snap up all the chips, like to scoop them up.
They're covered in sick.
So McGryan's very judgmental, but she picks them up and then...
As an employee of this casino that we find ourselves in, I dare say those chips will be returned to their rightful owner, vis-a-vis this chap.
Wait, and you the owner?
No, the owner of the chip. What's wrong with you?
Me very drunk. Another martini,
you're actually, you're actually not. You got all the sick out, so you are not drunk anymore.
So McGryan has the chips.
Yeah, and then I look to Filch because we've bonded and I make sure that they're not hers. Because I'm like, are you sure they're not yours? And then Filch is like, no, they're his.
Oh, yeah, we're bluffing that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I take the olive that I've barfed on him.
Hey, no, you've got it. She's just offering you the chips, but you've got to say they're yours.
Meat drunk. So I take the chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take the chips back?
Well, there's been some sort of mistake there. Those chips happen to be mine.
And then I go, ha, 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 ha. And I lean down and I whisper in his ear, I've got a gun.
Make a DC 10 intimidation check. It's charisma based. Yep, that's.
And then I sashay away into the night.
Well, chips can be earned elsewhere. Chips can be can be attained through other means. Good day to you, and please enjoy the rest of the bar.
And triumphantly grabbing another martini, Filch makes her way back downstairs to the lobby, where she sees a argument beginning to happen between an increasingly frantic Baston and Bobby and Friezo.
So lay it out for us, Dungeon Dave. From us, do we see the entrance to the Sky Lounge?
That's the top floor, right?
Yeah, and so we just need to get into the elevator.
You're still in the lobby because right. You got distracted and lost 80,100 credits.
But if you think about it, it's actually a flawless plan. You actually can't lose. Like, in the long run, you
actually, 90,000 because so you got fined
what's
as well.
What's the
just for the sake of the podcast, you need to fix this math. It's
9,000. 9,000, yeah.
What's
you wrote 40,000 here. I would look, that's literally...
Four.
No,
zero,
you're bad at math.
Zero, zero.
Zero.
Well, I've got a bit of a squiggle.
All right.
So, what's the security between us and the elevator to get to the top?
It's a closed elevator doors.
So we just need to get someone. So we just need to get someone's pass to swipe us up there.
You could go have a look at the elevator.
Right,
you could just ask somebody how the hotel works.
I go over the elevator, and we need to pay 24,000 credits to get in. I know that much.
Yes,
each.
But there's all presumably.
No, that was the maths for all of you.
Yeah,
was
sure.
Right. Yeah.
But presumably there is some sort of security pass to get us in there. Right?
No, it's money. Everything in the haystack, every gilded door is opened with money. You could. Yeah.
Have I met up with them now?
Yes, you've arrived.
McGryan, how much is purple chips worth? And then she tells me.
1 million each.
Guys, 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 look, if we put it all on red...
Could we... How much is this space... Let's buy this space elevator. How much is it worth?
$9 trillion.
Maybe I should... Wait, if we put it all on red, could I earn $9 trillion?
I reckon you. It's not going to take that many rolls.
Should we buy the space elevator as an investment for the dragon friends? I feel like it would be good to control the access, you know?
Wait. Well, Frieza kind of trusts your business acumen.
Space elevator?
But if we only need 24,000 and we have 6 million, why don't we
just buy our ticket? Let's get our ticket.
Let's get our tickets up to the sky
first and then gamble. Yeah. That's a smart thing
to do.
And
then everything on top of that is gravy. Yeah. Yeah?
The roulette wheel seems to sing to you.
Can I roll to decide?
Yeah, of course.
Do whatever you want to decide.
You can do that in real life too, Alex.
Oh, that's so handy. What a
tip. That was the plot of a serial killer mystery I watched on Luther. Oh. Anyway, yeah.
No, thanks, Michael.
You
want
to see that episode?
Ah, I'm going to put it all on red. I got to decide.
All right, so how much are you putting on the roulette wheel?
8 million.
You only have 6 million.
Oh, wait, 6 million all up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, all right.
5.5. Let's make it 5.5.
Guys, if you're going to do it...
Look, you can't spit a chip away if we'll make it six.
I'm doing it.
Doing it.
6 million is put on the roulette wheel.
Oh, shit!
Before you do that, I just order a drink.
Yeah, Bobby orders a drink as big as his head.
And I drink it in without stopping.
Got to say, we did not force this to happen.
No, and until Alex rolls it, she can take it back. But there is 6 million credits on red on the roulette wheel.
What
you literally cannot lose.
Dice round for everyone to give it good luck. I give it to Friezo. Oh, he kisses it. I give it. Mwah. Wait.
Get the croupier. Get the croupier to kiss it.
I give it to. All right.
Everyone's kissed it.
So one is a loss. And
it's 2-9.
2-9 is a win.
And then I throw it down and I say, Mummy wants to buy space!
Bris Vegas, a land that can make you rich and take it away just as easy. The dragon friends have had more wealth than they could ever comprehend, but now have nothing in a town where famously those without anything are trapped in a giant cage and thrown to slavers. The Space Needle is above, inaccessible. Also, they robbed 6 million from a guy. That might come up again later. To find out what happens next, please tune in. And remember, always gamble responsibly to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Can I have a big hand of applause for Michael Hayes?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.